Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. You know, the Lord brought something to my mind that I want to share before I read in the scripture. If you've ever seen anybody on television and they show someone that has narrowly escaped death and they've been rescued, you see the exuberance that they demonstrate concerning the fact that they know that they should be dead, but yet they've been rescued. At that point in time, they don't give a list of, this is wonderful, but I've got some bills due, or this is wonderful, but so-and-so doesn't like me, or my boss is, you know, doesn't treat me right, or this and that. At that point of exuberance, the fact that they should be dead, but they're alive, the only thing they're thinking about is that they're glad that they've been delivered from death. And the Lord spoke that to me this morning, that that is the way that we should live. Yes, there's things that we have to deal with, as I've said before, but the attitude should be that we have been delivered from death into life. We have been brought out of darkness into the light. That should be the thing that permeates our being. That should be the guiding factor of our thoughts and our life. That the Lord has done a great thing in our life. But what do? We tend to think of the drama, the negatives, and we forget that we have been saved from destruction by a wonderful Savior. Well, the Lord spoke that to me, and I shared it with you. Now, Isaiah 22, I want to begin reading with verse 22. Now, that's easy to remember. You know, on these combination locks, sometimes the numbers are hard to remember. Here's the way a lock is open that's easy to remember, and it's 2, 2, 2, 2. Isaiah 22, verse 22. Now, you won't forget that, will you? The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open, and no one shall shut, and he shall shut, and no one shall open. Now, it's important to notice the context in which this statement is made. Now, in a minute, we're going to find out who that was. You already know. But in the midst of this prophetic word about judgment, for example, in Isaiah 23, verse 11, the prophet is speaking and he says, he stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook the kingdoms. The Lord has given a commandment against Canaan to destroy its strongholds. You see, there's judgment, but the judgment comes upon those that are not obedient. And the judgment takes them out of your way. So in the midst of judgment, you know, we hear the word judgment and we all freak out and become afraid. Well, judgment can be for your benefit, as in the judgment given in your court case was you get the $100,000. That's a good judgment, isn't it? We don't have to fear judgment if we're obedient. And we have to know that in that judgment, God will remove all stumbling blocks to His will. And that's good news. Because if you're in His will, then those things that have been bothering you will bother you no more when He sweeps them away and He opens a door that needs to be opened and He shuts a door that needs to be shut. You know, many of you need a door shut in your life. You need a place that you never go to again in your mind, much less literally go. But there's a place that you don't need to go there anymore. Whether it's a past hurt or a disappointment or whatever it is, it is hindering the work of Christ in you. That door needs to be closed and sealed to the point that it becomes part of a wall, no access. And that there are other doors that need to be open. And you know, some of those doors that will be open are contingent upon those doors being shut. We can't have half the will of God in our lives. We're praying. I'm speaking this to you prophetically today. We're praying that doors will be open, and yet we're standing with our foot in doors that need to be shut. And the Lord said, one does not work without the other. You've got to be willing for those doors to be shut that need to be shut, so that the doors will be open that need to be open in your life. Now, that's for you. You do with it what you will. But I'm going to tell you, We need to be obedient all the way and accept God's will all the way. In the Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, well, let's begin with verse 6. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. Now that describes, that explains who was being referenced in Isaiah 22:22. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door. Interesting that that's verse 8 there. 8 is the number of new beginnings. I know that these numbers were not on the original manuscript, but I'm just giving you a way to remember. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. I love verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Wow. Remember when I was talking about the good fight of faith means that we hold on to what we believe tenaciously. And that's what he's saying here. Hold fast what you have. Who's speaking here? Jesus Christ. Hold fast to what you have that no one may take your crown. That means that it's possible to lose your crown. But we are not going to do that. We are not those that draw back. But we are those that endure. I'm sorry, I'm a little preachy this morning. But God is a good God, and we have got to be energized by the power of the Holy Ghost and turn from our negativity and turn from our despair and do the work of the ambassador of Christ. 1 Corinthians 16:9, and this is the Apostle Paul speaking. Let's read verse 8. But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost. Now why? For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. I want you to think of a game, for example, like in soccer. What is guarded by the goalie? You've got all these people. You've got the forwards running, and you've got the full backs and half backs and all these different things. Any of these games that are played with a goal, you've got the people in different positions doing this or that. But there is one that stands at the goal, and they're ready to knock the score away from the goal. And that is the way the devil works. He, when he sees an open door that you're about to walk through, he tries to get and thwart you. And adversarial things come your way. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, he will not only open the door, he will strengthen you to go through the door. Have you been a little discouraged lately? It's no time to be discouraged. It's a time to be encouraged. We have been delivered from death. And now we're not our own. We're bought with a price. And that price was the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So now we are his possession. And we live our lives in obedience to him, knowing that he will destroy the adversary and he will lift us up. Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that today an effective door has been opened. And Lord, we know, knowing that, also know that the enemy of our soul would try to thwart. But Lord, we are not controlled by the enemy. We are controlled by Jesus Christ in us. I thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will guide us and keep us, the devourer being rebuked and exiled, so that we can say that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that it's in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we can pray, and everybody said, amen. Well, I want to leave you with 2 Corinthians 1:9. The Apostle Paul said, yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and who does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. He has delivered you from death into life. And this is what you need to focus your thoughts on today. how great a God you serve. He has delivered you and will deliver you. He'll open what you need open, and He'll shut what you need shut. I'm praying for you.